Morning, all, and Happy New Year. It is now 8:30 on Friday, January the 6th, 2017, and we'll call to order the State Fish and Wildlife Commission on our conference call. And agenda item A is policy on improving the conservation of Washington diverse fish and wildlife resources, and this is the decision. Tammy, who do we have from staff on this, or do we?
I believe Penny's on the call. Penny, are you there?
I'm here.
Good morning, Penny. Would you like to walk us through this, and then the commission can engage with questions?
Mr. Chairman, sorry to interrupt, but Jim Unsworth and Brad Smith are here on the line in Arizona.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. Nice to hear your voice.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is that Connie?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Good morning. Penny, are you ready to take it away?
I am, and just for the record, I have Amy Windrup with me, and Mick Cope, and Eric Gardner.
Good morning, all.
Good morning, everybody.
Okay, and so just as a reminder, the draft policy was something that we were able to brief you on at the December meeting, and we heard public testimony from several folks, as well as had nearly a month for that document to be on the website and receive some public comment. The comments, I took the key points from those comments and pulled them into the two-page document that you've received, as well as individual comments that have all been forwarded to the commission members. And then using that information, the commission worked on making some changes to some of the wording in the draft policy to reflect the suggestions from the public. And so you have that before you. I would say for the most part, I think there were excellent suggestions from the public that allowed us to be a little bit more inclusive in the language, to be a little more clear, and it's certainly an improvement. So I think everyone has received the final document there, and it should be in order.
Thank you, Penny. Any questions from the commission?
This is Commissioner Thorburn. Not a question, but just to add, thank you, Penny, and everyone who's been working on this. Just to remind the commission a little bit about our discussion in December and moving forward, there's a lot of from the NGO community, particularly kind of coming out of the Wildlife Leadership Conference that Brad and Penny and Jim and a number of staff attended, to move forward, hopefully with a task force, to start working on ideas for state funding to support these activities. That was our hope, that the commission would kind of get behind that effort as it cranks up, and also be visible as the national effort moves forward as well. So that's kind of the philosophy behind the policy.
Good comments. Any other commissioners with
Chair, this is Brad.
Yeah. Chair, go ahead, sir.
Just to echo what Kim said, I just exited the commissioners' meeting of the WAFLA, and we went around the table, all of the western states, and just talked a little bit about what each state is up to from the commission point of view, and the Blue Ribbon panel surfaced on most states, as did support for this initiative that came out of the Wildlife Leaders Forum. So apparently the word has gotten out across the states, because one of the reasons for that is that the director of AFWA was at the Wildlife Leaders Forum. So it is a subject fresh from just the last hour of conversation that I overheard. So just wanted to echo that.
Very good. Any other comments, questions, thoughts?
Yeah, Larry, this is Connie.
Yeah, Commissioner Macon.
Yeah, in reading over the document here, I'm fully supportive of it. I think it's a major step forward. I mean, we've talked for years about managing the ecosystem in order to manage our fisheries, and we haven't gotten very far because I don't think we understand one whit as to what the invertebrates in the system are to start with, and it's been very, very difficult. So I think this is a major effort towards better understanding of the diversity within our ecosystems that we're responsible for. The one thing that I see that might be missing here, and it's probably been discussed, is we talk about fish and wildlife, but we don't talk about plants. And plants are, you know, for our terrestrial ecosystem or even our aquatic ecosystems with our kelps and other plants. These are the basis, the fundamental platforms upon which diversity in the ecosystem exists. Is there a connection between maybe other agencies within the state where we can make a connection or are making a connection with the plants in the ecosystem?
So I think one of the core places where we begin to address the plants is through the Priority Habitats and Species, which is so I'm Amy Windrop, and I'm the Ecosystem Services Division Manager. I'm Penny's counterpart in the Habitat Program. And we do address habitats through the PHS, which is really our technical assistance to local governments and nonprofits looking at conservation on the ground. So though the SWAP itself does not explicitly list plants, plants and habitats are a core part of PHS. And I would say that this work supports PHS.
And in addition, there were other state agencies that were represented at the leadership forum, right? DNR and Ecology, I believe.
And Natural Heritage, which is big about plants as well.
Ecology was there.
Yeah, so, and those, each of those deal with ecosystem issues as well, including plants, so.
You know, I would just sort of flag this as a for example. Right now, the department is just about to release a document about riparian health and how to maintain riparian, which is really about that ecosystem, which is probably one of the most important ecosystems on the landscape. And that is almost exclusively about the vegetation that exists along our streams and creeks that then are the basis for which all the plants, all the animals, particularly the fish, rely upon. So plants are not a forgotten piece of this at all.
Good, thank you.
And this is Penny Becker. I guess just one more piece that I wanted to update you all on is that there was a proviso in the budget that the governor released a couple weeks ago to direct the formation of a task force, so kind of following up with the spirit of the policy. And so that's good news in moving this effort forward.
Penny, this is Commissioner Carpenter. A question regarding some of the questions or comments from Kim and Connie and so on, Brad. Is it fair to say that upon adoption of this policy that this is early on going to be kind of like a work in progress? I mean, there's going to be a lot of things that come up that we haven't visualized or probably discussed or read about. How are we going to do a phase in of changes over, say, the next 24 months, so that everybody, you know, both staff and commission, is up to speed on some of the new magic that might be happening.
So this is Penny Becker. The first thing that I would add, and perhaps Director Unsworth would want to tack onto this, but this certainly connects with what is envisioned to be the phase two of Wild Future going forward. So certainly that's something that the department is gearing up to start working on right now. So that's, I think, what you described as the phase in period of making sure we're getting our house in order to do that work. And then we wanted to add connected to that.
You know, connected to that is then, as this policy describes, you know, looking at how we can bring more resources. And so Penny and I and Eric have sort of sat down and begun thinking about, all right, how do we help begin the process of having a task force? And in the governor's proviso, it said, I think, was it by June 2018? And so we need to move fairly quickly, and I believe that you know, we want to do this in close collaboration with you all to figure out how to create that task force. We do need a public-private partnership. How are we going to create that? There's just a lot of thinking that needs to go into it. And we've started it, but it's really, like you say, it is a work in progress. And I think the question of how do we make sure you guys are engaged consistently is a good question. And I personally don't know exactly how that'll work out, but we should talk about it.
Okay, thank you. I trust that will work out.
Mr. Vice Chair, this is Jim.
Yes.
Certainly, Penny was right. This is part of phase two of wildlife future, and so we're going to move forward. If we can establish this task force, that will give us several opportunities to keep in touch with people that are really engaged and interested in this. Also, that there's this parallel effort going on at the federal level, and certainly that, if we can eventually get a PR size funding source for this, and then what we're working on, in essence, is the match to that. I think that'll be an amazing effort for the future. I think we're feeling it, all of you as commissioners, and I know I am, and the department is. We're pushing our sportsmen, I think, about to the maximum on what we can expect them to keep contributing. And I know that they'll be with us, and they understand inflation and those sorts of things. But at some point, they're not going to be able to afford all conservation in the state of Washington, and we're going to have to rely more on the general public and just people that enjoy wildlife and watching wildlife across the board. So it's going to be a long process, and I think this is a good starting spot.
If I could just add something to Commissioner Thorburn, Kim. I think Penny has sort of reinvigorated the diversity committee as a means of kind of helping to support this, an internal body of the department. Make one note. And then one of the things that I want to kind of keep an eye on going forward is using this initiative to really bridge our traditional and non-traditional constituents, and a lot of outreach in both directions, and really trying to bring both the traditional and non-traditional constituents into this effort. I think we still need to be cognizant of communication to our traditional constituents. I was at in the Northwest Wildlife Council the other night and talked a little bit about this. I think there was a little wariness and misunderstanding that some of the increase in fees would be what was going into supporting this, just trying to clarify that really the non-traditional constituents are stepping forward and want to be part of funding the department and supporting these activities. So I think that's going to be just important to keep in front of us.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner Thorburn. Okay, this is a decision item. If we have no other questions or comments, someone have a motion?
I have a motion.
And who's speaking?
Connie Mankin.
Oh, Connie Mankin. Yes, Commissioner Mankin.
I move to adopt the policy as presented.
Second. I second.
Okay, who was first? Was that Commissioner Thorburn?
Yes.
I defer to Commissioner Thorburn.
Okay. All right. We have a motion by Commissioner Mankin and a second by Commissioner Thorburn. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same. Motion carries. Thank you all.